This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Wednesday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. March corn, 384, up 1¾. May corn, 391, up 3. July corn, 398.5, up 2¾. March soybeans, 989, up 9. May soybeans, 992¾, up 8¼. July soybeans, 997, up 7¾. March wheat, 503, up 6½. May wheat, 499, up 5¾. July wheat, 501¾, up 4¾. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday's grain market report. The Illinois cutter grain prices, they ended higher on Wednesday afternoon. Soybeans gained on exports and a no-sell strike by the Argentine farmers. And in northern and western Illinois, cutter grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 3 to 4 higher at 363 to 384, while soybean bids were up 9 cents at 957 to 975. In central Illinois, cutter grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 2 to 3 higher at 352 to 383, and soybean bids were up 8 to 9 cents at 966 to 993. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 3 to 5 cents at 367 to 388. Soybean bids gained 8 cents at 971 to 998, and the wheat bids were 3 to 6 cents higher at 412 to 479. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 8 cents stronger at 996 to 1008. Basis steady, ranging from 3 to 15 over the May. Hypro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $363.30 to $368.30 per ton. That's up $1.30 to $2.30 per ton higher, with basis steady to a dollar lower, ranging from 30 to 35 over the May. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids 3 cents stronger at $388 to $395, with basis steady, ranging from 3 under to 4 over the May. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 3 to 4 higher at 389 to 393, with basis steady to a penny higher at 2 under to 2 over the May. Soybeans ended up 9 to 14 cents at 991 to 999, with basis up 1 to 6 cents at 2 under to 6 over the May. New crop wheat prices were a nickel higher at 482 to 495, with basis steady ranging from 20 under to 7 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 3 cents higher at 408 to 409. These same elevators raised their soybean prices by 7 to 8 cents with quotations at 1016 to 1017. Soft wheat closed up 5 to 6 cents at $4.99 to $5 even, and the Milo ended 3 cents higher at $4.65 to $4.66. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn. Those bids range from $3.68 up to $3.87. New crop soybean bids range from $9.08 up to $9.41. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from $3.69 to $3.84. New crop soybeans at $9.33 to $9.47. And in the southern part of the state on Wednesday, new crop corn bids range from $3.75 to $3.86. New crop soybean bids at $9.14 up to $9.42. And wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois, those bids range from $4.64 up to $4.90. That completes our country grain report for Wednesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Wednesday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. April live cattle, 155.60, up 85 cents. June live cattle, 146.92, up 67 cents. August live cattle, 144.67, up 60 cents. March feeder cattle, 214.60, up $2.37. April feeder cattle, 213.10, up $2.60. May feeder cattle, 211.25, up $2.90. April lean hogs, 64.12, down $1.85. May lean hogs, 73.32, down $2.47. June lean hogs, 76.20, down $2.47. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday the 11th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 51 cents lower in the range of $55 to $63.50, with a weighted average carcass price of $62.05. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows are trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 27 to 31, 4 to 5 weights 28 to 34, 5 to 6 weights 29 to 36, and 6 weights and up 30 to 38. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading 350 lower with a moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from $40 to $43.50. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 11,538 head. And now for the report from the Fairview Sale Barn. They had receipts of 261 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 159 to 166. Choice slaughter Holstein steers were 142.50. Choice slaughter heifers, 159 to 165.50. And onto the slaughter cows, they had some premiums, bringing 134.50 to 139.50, with the high dressing at 146.50. Breakers were 113.50 to 119. High dressing were 120 to 126. Boners were 110 to 118. And the high dressing boners were 119 to 123. Leans were 95.50 to 102. Now moving on to the United Producers auction at Shelbyville. They had receipts of 428 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 156 to 167.50. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 150.50 to 157.50. Choice slaughter heifers, 158 to 165. Now in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis were trading at 160 and on a dress basis at 259 to 260. Heifers on a live basis were 160 to 164 and on a dress basis at 258 to 260. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 432 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 68.21, and that was 42 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were 247.47, that was 32 cents lower, with select carcasses at 244.88, that was 24 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 103,000. That compared to 106,000 last week and 119,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 433,000. That compared to 433,000 last week and 416,000 a year ago. Now on to the report from Hamilton's hay auction. They had receipts of 3,314 bales. Alfalfa premium quality small squares were $7 to $7.70. Good quality small squares, $5 to $7. And large rounds were 32. Mixed grass, premium quality, large rounds, $40 a bale. And wheat straw, good quality small squares, $3.60 to $4.10. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned after the break, where we'll hear from Don Schaefer of the Midwest Truckers Association about statewide legislation that will affect the trucking industry. We'll also hear about cover crops meetings that are coming up in our listening area. That's coming up after this. Legislation is being looked at on the state level to adjust the allowable truck length on Illinois roadways. President of the Midwest Truckers Association, Don Schaefer, says Illinois has not updated the allowable length of trucks in about six decades. Meanwhile, truck length has been standardized on a national level for over 20 years.
The truck length has been standardized for 20 7 years now, we've had a standard size trailer that has been used on the highways. The problem is that Illinois law has basically one length for state highways, and it has another length that is allowed on local roads. So the problem there is that you go on a state highway, there's no limit to the overall length of a truck. You're limited to a 53-foot trailer. But on local roads, you're limited overall to just 55 foot. Well, if you're going to use a standard size trailer, you're going to have trouble there.
Schaefer says that while this legislation will be of special importance to those in the livestock industry, it also reaches well beyond the scope of agriculture.
The folks that have got livestock trailers that are out there and they want to do a pickup and delivery at a farm, technically they've got issues there. The laws, the rules and regulations basically don't allow full-size trailers on local roads. If we were to enforce those rules and regulations and those laws that are on the books right now, just about every Walmart, every grocery store, every gas station, every pharmacy would basically be shut off because the deliveries are made by trucks that have 53-foot trailers.
Schaefer is hopeful that this legislation will move along and bring Illinois up to speed with its surrounding states.
We're just interested in allowing the trucks that are allowed on every other road in the country to be allowed in Illinois. We're just this little island that doesn't allow it.
In addition to updating allowable truck lengths, the state is also looking into adjusting the process for putting weight restrictions on roads. Right now, there are seasonal road closures posted to vehicles exceeding a certain weight in order to protect the road structure. Schaefer says this ruling would not affect seasonal closures, which are widely understood in the trucking industry, but instead hopes to relieve confusion caused at other times of the year.
There's a lot of issues out there about who can use what road and when. And the whole concept and the whole process is that there seems to be no oversight in regards to when a road is posted, at least on the township level. Township road commissioners basically have the authority to post a road, and they could post it anytime for anything they want. And if they don't like you, they'll post the road. If they do like you, maybe they won't post it. And I'm not saying it's an issue with every township. It's not. But we do have certain issues where we've had a lot of problems in terms of getting access, and it's turned into a political issue and it's not a truck weight issue.
Overall, the legislation basically maps out an approval process for closing roadways.
What this legislation says, and it has the support of a lot of groups, including, you know, the farm groups especially, is that if a road's going to be posted by a township, then it has to be approved by has to have a hearing and be approved by a township board of supervisors. Quite simple, just to say, hey, give everybody fair warning. If there's an issue, let's discuss it. And then if the township supervisors think that it needs to be posted, then fine, then do it.
Schaefer expects to hear more on both the issue of truck length and road closures as the spring session continues in Springfield. There are two meetings taking place next week focusing on best management practices. These meetings will be highlighting the importance of utilizing cover crops in the wake of the Illinois Nutrient Loss Reduction Strategy. Dick Lyons, cover crop specialist for the Illinois Council on Best Management Practices, says each meeting will have four distinct parts to it.
The meeting is designed to introduce cover crops as a best management practice, primarily for individuals who either are just beginning or planning to begin to plant cover crops. First segment will be put on concerning CSP as it comes through the NRCS office, and Aaron Engstrom will be providing that information. The second segment is actually on the nutrient loss reduction strategy and what it means to Illinois agriculture and what we can do to begin to comply with the needs of the strategy. And in the third segment, we're going to be talking what we can do as far as planning to grow cover crops. And finally, we've got some experienced cover crop users, as well as an aerial applicator and a herbicide salesperson, agronomist, who speak to us about some of the concerns and things we need to be doing when we grow cover crops.
The Illinois Nutrient Loss Reduction Strategy has lofty goals for reducing the amount of nitrates leaching into waterways from farmland. Lyons says the best management practices meetings are focusing on cover crops because studies have shown they are an ideal way to reach nutrient loss reduction goals.
We're asked to reduce our nitrates in the Mississippi River Basin by 20% by the year 2025. We're asked to reduce it by 45% by the year 2050. And one of the things that we can do with cover crops is cover crops alone reduces the nitrates getting into the water supplies by 21%. And that number comes from the science team involved with the nutrient loss reduction strategy. And just cover crops alone, that one best management practice will do a great deal to improving the waters in the Mississippi River Basin.
Lyons urges all farmers to attend the meetings, since cover crop planting often takes quite a bit of forethought, planning, and research.
Cover crop planting requires planning almost one full year in advance. And that's where it's important for you to come this year to a meeting so that you can have cover crops either planted this fall or even the following year. But if you want to get cover crops in this fall, then you need to be making your plans the previous winter or spring, early spring. So that's why we're going to have these meetings locally, and I hope to see everyone there.
Again, that was cover crops specialist for the Illinois Council on Best Management Practices, Dick Lyons. The first BMP meeting will be held in Carlinville at the University of Illinois Extension Office this Monday, March 16th, beginning at 9:30 in the morning. The second meeting will be in Jerseyville on Wednesday, March 18th. For more information and to RSVP to these meetings, you can contact Aaron Engstrom by calling 217-854-2626 or by emailing aaron.engstrom@il.usda.gov. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.